You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox, Episode 5, The Shirt. On Wednesday at 2:30, Chris showed up at Stephanie's door just like she knew he would. She opened it to see him standing there with Amara on his hip. "Hey," Stephanie smiled at him.
"Hey,"
he replied. Stephanie smiled at Caden. "Hey, Caden." Caden waved at her and then ran past to go play. Chris and Stephanie stood there looking at each other awkwardly for a moment. Then Stephanie looked at Amara. "How you feeling, baby?" she said in her higher-pitched voice. Then she asked Chris, "Did she let you sleep last night?"
"She never lets me sleep on weekdays,"
Chris said.
"Once she falls asleep with the babysitter, then she wakes up when we get home, and it's all over after that. She didn't throw up again, though, so that's happy."
"Oh, no. Do you want me to keep her awake today?" Stephanie asked.
"No, she would just fall asleep on the way home and then wake up and stay up half the night anyway. It's fine. Don't worry about it."
Stephanie reached for Amara, but as Chris pulled her off his hip, Stephanie could see that Amara's diaper had exploded all up the front of her, and Chris's blue button-up shirt had a large brown smear on it. "Oh," Stephanie exclaimed. She grabbed Amara under her arms. Chris followed Stephanie's gaze and looked down at his shirt. His eyes went wide.
"Crap!"
he exclaimed. "Yep, that's exactly what it is," Stephanie laughed.
"Not funny,"
he said shortly.
"Ugh."
"Do you have time to run home and change?" she asked.
"Not really. With after-school traffic, it takes like 20 minutes between your house and mine."
"Come on," she motioned for Chris to follow her as she went into her bedroom. "You want to grab me the towel that's hanging up in the bathroom and lay it on the bed?" she said, still holding Amara under her arms. Chris obeyed and brought her the towel. He spread it on the bed and Stephanie laid Amara on it. "There's a package of wipes next to the sink in there," Stephanie said as she carefully began peeling off Amara's messy clothes. Chris went into the bathroom again and came back with the wipes. Stephanie carefully pulled Amara's soiled shirt off. She had gotten good at not getting poop in the hair while doing this. She wiped Amara's tummy. When she noticed Chris just standing there watching her, slightly horrified, she held out the wipes to him. He took one and started wiping his shirt. After Amara was clean, Stephanie went to get her a diaper. "Don't let her fall off the bed," she said to Chris. The kids were coming through the door. Stephanie quickly hugged them, cautious not to touch them with her hands in case they were messy. She pulled a diaper out of the diaper bag and went back into the bedroom. She was about to put it on Amara when Chris said,
"I can do it."
He took the diaper from her. Once Amara was diapered, he lifted her down to the floor. Amara ran into the living room in only her diaper, and Charlotte said,
"Hey, Marmar."
Stephanie went to wash her hands in the bathroom. When she came back into the bedroom, Chris was on his third wipe, and his shirt still looked as bad as ever. He looked pathetic. Stephanie bit her lip. "What size do you wear?" she asked.
"What?"
Chris looked at her confused for a moment. Then he must have realized what she was
implying. "No, Stephanie, it's
fine." "Chris, you stink."
"Thanks,"
he said sarcastically. "What size shirt do you wear?" she asked again. Chris looked at her with sad eyes. "Do you want me to guess, or are you going to tell me?" she insisted.
"Large,"
he said simply. Stephanie opened her closet. Jason hadn't worn large in like 10 years, but he never got rid of anything.
"Stephanie,"
Chris said uncomfortably. Stephanie had shoved all of Jason's clothes to the back of the closet so she didn't have to look at them. She took a deep breath to prepare herself. Then she slid her clothes back so that Jason's were visible. They still smelled like him. Stephanie swallowed a lump in her throat. She slid all of his work shirts out of the way to reveal the shirts that had been in the very back. He didn't have very many dress shirts aside from his white Sunday shirt. She pulled out a couple of shirts and turned to show them to Chris. "Looks like your choices are a green polo or a yellow button-down, unless you want a t-shirt." Chris just looked at her in a melancholy way with his piercing hazel gaze. When Chris didn't answer, she hung the polo shirt back in the closet, then she shoved the yellow shirt into Chris's chest and left the room quickly. Stephanie pulled a onesie out of Amara's diaper bag and put it on her while Charlotte was still holding her. After a moment, Chris walked out of the bedroom wearing the yellow shirt and holding his soiled blue shirt that was neatly rolled up. Stephanie suddenly had a memory flood her mind of Jason wearing the shirt to her sister's wedding. Trey and Charlotte danced together while Jason and Stephanie danced around them. Jason somehow managed to dance with a little Levi on his hip. You, Stephanie started, but she had to clear her throat and try again. You look nice. Chris just looked at her. Stephanie could see her pain mirrored in his eyes. You're going to be late, she said quietly.
Yeah,
he said softly. And then he left. Stephanie was glad that Chris knocked on the door when he got back from work instead of ringing the doorbell because the little kids were all asleep again. Amara was in the portable crib, and Caden had fallen asleep on the couch. Stephanie forced herself not to have the flashback again when she saw him standing there in Jason's shirt. Hey, I told you to just walk in, she said as she opened the door. Chris walked in. Have you eaten? Stephanie asked. I was just sitting down to eat.
No, I always wait till I get home to eat, or, you know, the next day.
He muttered.
It's a great weight loss program.
Stephanie motioned for Chris to follow her into the kitchen.
No, I'm fine, really.
He insisted. She ignored him and dished up another plate of spaghetti and put it in the microwave.
No, seriously, I'm fine. I don't want to eat your food.
I'm not that bad of a cook, Stephanie said. Chris just looked at her. Okay, actually I am, but you can't go wrong with spaghetti and sauce from a jar.
You'd be surprised,
Chris mumbled. The microwave beeped and Stephanie pulled the plate out and sat it on the table across from where her plate was already sitting. Then she realized that spot was sticky and moved it to the spot beside hers.
Thanks,
Chris said.
Looks good. How did things go tonight?
He asked as he sat down in front of his food. Well, do you want the real story or the nice one? Stephanie asked. Chris rubbed his forehead.
The real one,
he said, sounding stressed. Stephanie rubbed her eyes. Please don't call CPS on me.
I can't promise that,
Chris said bluntly. So Stephanie went on. She had to tell him now. Well, Levi thought it would be funny to superglue Caden's hands together. Chris chuckled. He looked relieved that it wasn't his kid's idea. It's not funny. Caden thought it was a great idea, but the worst part was that Trey sat and watched the whole thing. Stephanie had to take a breath to calm herself down. Chris laughed. He looked like he may have been more entertained by how exasperated Stephanie was than the story itself. Stop laughing. It was not funny. Poor Caden. Oh, I'm so sorry. But it turns out fingernail polish remover does the trick. In case you ever need to know, hopefully you don't. His hands are a little dry. It took like 15 minutes to get them apart. I'm really sorry.
It's fine. It's good for him.
Chris smiled at her. He didn't smile very often. Stephanie thought it made him look very handsome. Huh, right. What's a little childhood trauma? Stephanie rubbed her eyes again and took a deep breath. She decided not to tell him the rest of the real story. Like how Amara and Matthew kept fighting for her attention, and she couldn't cook dinner without holding one of them and then having the other get jealous and having to switch. And how Charlotte had to be picked up from volleyball practice after school, so she had to load all the kids in the car, and Emery and Levi fought and screamed the whole time. And how homework time was so loud with Levi throwing a tantrum and Matthew and Amara both whining for attention. Instead, they just sat there and ate in silence. Chris finished his spaghetti quickly and got up. As he walked past Stephanie, she caught the scent from Jason's shirt. Chris rinsed his plate and sat it next to the sink, and then he noticed Stephanie was looking at him in a funny way.
What?
He asked. You smell like Jason, Stephanie sighed. Chris grimaced and looked down at his shirt. Before he could say anything, Trey came up the stairs.
Mom, I have no idea how to do this homework. The teacher didn't explain it at...
He noticed Chris and stopped talking abruptly. Let me see, Stephanie requested. Trey showed her his worksheet while suspiciously staring down Chris. Stephanie handed the paper back to Trey. Yeah, I'm not the one to ask about math, she said, glancing at Chris.
What class is it?
Chris asked. Trey didn't answer. He just glared at him. College algebra, Stephanie answered for him.
You know what? Never mind.
I actually teach that class,
Chris said to Stephanie. I know, Stephanie said. I stalked you, remember?
Ha!
Chris laughed, then said to Trey,
You're taking college algebra? What grade are you in?
Trey glared at him. Trey's a sophomore. He's a very bright kid, much smarter than me. I have to ask him for help on my physics homework when it gets too mathy. Trey smirked like he liked the idea of being smarter than his mom. Chris almost smiled, then he stopped himself. She wondered if he liked the thought of being smarter than her, too, Or if he just thought it was funny, she had said Mathy.
Do you want me to take a look?
Chris asked Trey.
No,
Trey said shortly, then walked back down the stairs. My children are charming, aren't they? Stephanie asked.
They are,
Chris answered. He actually sounded genuine. Stephanie looked at him for a moment. She had the feeling he really wanted to feel useful. I'm going to go talk to him. I'll be right back. She went downstairs. Trey was pouting in his bedroom. He was lying on his stomach listening to music on his MP3 player. He was not allowed to have a cell phone in his room. Stephanie had mounted a little wooden box on the wall in the kitchen, and Trey would have to leave his phone in there when he went downstairs. Stephanie guessed the only reason she ever saw Trey was because he had to be upstairs to use his phone. Hey, she said gently. He just glared at her. You should let Chris help you with your homework, Stephanie said.
No way,
Trey rebuffed. Stephanie knew he would say that. She thought for a moment what the best way to convince him would be. She not only wanted Chris to feel useful, but she really didn't know how to do the math and knew Trey would keep stressing about it. Trey hated asking his teacher for help, so he would just pout about it for the next few days instead. Tell you what, Stephanie said. I will give you $20 if you let Chris help you with your homework.
Wait, seriously?
Trey asked in surprise. Seriously, Stephanie confirmed.
Sweet.
Trey grabbed his worksheet and pencil and hopped off his bed. Stephanie followed him up the stairs. He changed his mind, Stephanie informed Chris, who was still standing in the kitchen. He does want help with his homework after all.
Yeah, because you brought... Shh!
Trey started to admit, but Stephanie cut him off. Stephanie scowled at Trey.
You bribed him to let me help him with his homework?
Chris derided. He looked annoyed. Desperate parent here, Stephanie replied.
How much did she give you?
Chris asked. Don't you dare tell him, Stephanie chided at Trey. Stephanie started to unload the dishes while Chris helped Trey with his homework. The dishes were all wet and grimy still. Ugh! She shut the dishwasher. It was blinking error 22 across the control panel. Stupid dishwasher! Stephanie ranted. Chris glanced up at her. She closed the dishwasher and restarted it. Then she began wiping the counters. As she cleaned, Stephanie listened to the guys. She liked the way Chris talked to Trey.
You're a smart kid,
he said.
That's totally right, but you need to do this step first.
No, my teacher said to do it this way,
Trey said.
He did? That's not the best way to do this kind of problem. Lots of instructors teach it that way because they don't know there's an easier way. Who's your teacher? I can email him.
No way,
Trey said defensively. Chris glanced at Stephanie and she shook her head at him. Chris put his hands up.
Fine, I won't email your teacher, but you should do the problem this way. It's tons easier and it makes a lot more sense.
The dishwasher beeped and started flashing error 22. No, Stephanie cried exasperatedly. Stupid dishwasher, just work, she yelled at the appliance. Chris stood up and walked around the counter to where Stephanie was standing. He looked at the dishwasher, then he pulled out his phone. After a moment, he said,
you need a new drain pump.
He was still looking at his phone. Crap, Stephanie said. She opened the dishwasher and started unloading the dishes into the sink. I guess I better call someone to come repair it tomorrow, she moaned.
No, I just ordered the pump,
Chris said, putting his phone in his pocket. Stephanie stared at him in disbelief. Really? She felt like crying.
I'll pick it up tomorrow,
Chris said casually. Stephanie was at a loss for words and just stared at him for a moment. Thanks, she finally said.
It's the least I can do,
he shrugged. They looked at each other in the eyes for a moment. Then Trey said,
Mom, you have yogurt on your butt.
Stephanie felt the back of her pants. Sure enough, she had yogurt all over her. Of course I do. Why would I not have yogurt on my pants? She looked over at the chair she had been sitting on earlier and saw the culprit. The go-gurt wrapper was sitting on the seat. Stephanie was so embarrassed. Chris looked amused.
I will get out of your hair.